We're going to cause trouble.
Scott Farrell is calling the shots from the sideline.
We're going to make fun of people. We're going to hurt people's feelings.
It's Farrell on the bench.
I believe in whipped cream with everything. We never really get a chance to talk about all the killer games on Saturday in college basketball. Usually we'll talk about like yesterday's games on like, you know, the Monday show. And so we don't ever hit the Saturday except for some big time games or whatever. So I like to go over what went down Saturday, top 25 and unranked games that stood out to me. So here's what shook out over the weekend on New Year's Eve. Duke in the afternoon beat Florida State easily at Cameron Indoor, 86-67. The Blue Devils now 11-3, 2-1 in the ACC. Blowout win, Young at 20-12, the big center for the Blue Devils. Kentucky rolled Louisville 86-63 at Rupp. Tshwebe 24-14 boards. He's a hoss. The Wildcats are 8-0 at Rupp, 9-4 overall. Louisville, it's been a disaster. They're 2-12 and 0-3 away. UConn and Xavier. I took Xavier at the Cintas Center in Cincinnati in the Queen City against the number two Huskies. Their first loss, Xavier gets it done, 83-73. They upset the Huskies, who fall to 14-1, 3-1 in the Big East. How about Xavier? 4-0 under Sean Miller in the Big East. He's doing a hell of a job. Fremantle, the big, the double-double, 16-11 with three steals. He played fantastic. Number three, Houston, struggled at home at the Fertitta Center in H-Town, but they got by Central Florida. They didn't cover. 71-65. The Cougs are 14-1 overall, 2-0 in the American. UCF fell to 10-4. Kansas had to work like crazy to beat Oklahoma State, 69-67 at Fog Allen in Lawrence. The Jayhawks now 12-1, 1-0 in the Big 12. The Cowboys showed up. They're 8-5, 0-1 in the 12, but they were up 15 at the half. Wilson had 20 for the Jayhawks. The guard Thompson for the Cowboys, 23 points. I watched the game in Tempe between Arizona, ranked fifth, and Arizona State. They were ranked. Now they're unranked. But Arizona State lost by 9, and it's because they couldn't hit any shots. Arizona kept finishing inside with the big Tabellas, 21-9. Arizona State struggled mightily to knock down shots, and they took sloppy shots. They're 11-3, 2-1 in the 12. Zoners 13-1 now, 2-1 in the 12. Texas got by Oklahoma in Norman by just one. The sixth-ranked Longhorns are 12-1, 1-0 in the 12. Sooners fall to 9-4. Great game. Texas had Allen, the forward, 13-7. Sherfield had 22 to lead the Sooners. Gonzaga, ranked 10th, blew out the Pepperdine Wave in Spokane. Drew Timmy with 35. The 10th-ranked Zags, 12-3 now, 1-0 in the WCC. The Wave, 7-8, 0-1 in the WCC. I hit Iowa State as well, getting one. It went to two at home in the Hilton at Ames. The Cyclones beat up on Baylor, 77-62. It was a great bet. The 12th-ranked Baylor Bears now, 10-3, 0-1 in the 12. Cyclones, 10-2, 1-0 in the 12. Virginia rolled Georgia Tech down in Atlanta. The Cavs are now 10-2, 2-1 in the ACC. The Yellow Jackets are 7-6, 0-3 in the ACC. It was ugly. Clark, the guard, had a nice game for Virginia, 15 with 8 dimes and 3 steals. How about TCU? They were down 16, but they rallied and won and beat Texas Tech, and they covered. They were laying 5.5. They win by 6, 67-61. What a game. Frogs now 12-1 for Jamie Dixon, 1-0 in the 12. The Raiders 10-3, 0-1 in the 12. Then you had this wild game with New Mexico. They didn't cover at Laramie against Wyoming. Wyoming was getting 2, and they covered. The Lobos win it 76-75. Lobos 14-0. Rich Pitino doing a hell of a job. They're 2-0 in the Mountain West. The Cowboys are 5-9 and 0-2 in the Mountain West. And finally, in overtime, K-State covered. They beat West Virginia 82-76 in Manhattan. The Wildcats are 12-1, 1-0 in the 12. The Mountaineers fell to 10-3. They're 0-1 in the 12. There were tons of other great games with unranked teams on Saturday. I wanted to go through some of those. How about Marquette going to Philly and beating Nova by a bucket, 68-66. Marquette now 11-4, 3-1. My man, Shaka Khan. Shaka Khan. Shaka Khan. Let me rock it. Let me rock it, Shaka Khan. Let me rock on your soul. Your boy Shaka Smart getting involved with Marquette. Nice win there. Mitchell had 19. Stevie Mitchell getting his game on against the Cats in Philadelphia. Oregon got it done in Eugene at the Knight Arena, 77-68 over Oregon State. The Ducks, though, just 8-6, 2-1 in the Pac-12. Great game in Winston-Salem. How about Wake Forest getting by Vatech? The Hokies fell to 11-3, 1-2 in the ACC. The Deacons now 2-1 in the ACC and 10-4 overall. They won it 77-75. Appleby, the guard, 24-7 for the Deacs. Columbia upset Yale 62-60 in New York, and they're just 6-10, and they beat the 10-4 Bulldogs. What is up? Holloway Seton Hall Pirates put a beating on St. John's. How about this one? 88-66. The Hall gets it done. They're 8-7, 1-3 in the Big East. St. John's fell to 11-4. They're 1-3 in the Big East. Richmond had 19, 9, and 6 dimes for the Hall. How about Charleston? It took overtime to beat Towson on the road, 76-74. Princeton beat Harvard by 3 at Princeton, 69-66. The Tigers are 10-4 and 1-0 in the Ivy. St. Louis won at St. Joe's in Philadelphia, 83-78. St. Louis is 9-5 and 1-0 in the A-10. Duquesne by 11 over Rhode Island. How about the Dukes? They're 11-4 and 1-1 in the A-10. Syracuse got it done at home at the Dome, 79-65 over BC. The Eagles are 500. Cuse is 9-5 and 2-1 now in the ACC. St. Bonnie beat UMass at home 83-64 at the Riley Center in St. Bonnie. VCU handled LaSalle in Richmond 80-67. The Rams are 10-4 and 1-0 in the A-10. Dayton went to Davidson and got it done 69-55 over Davidson. Holmes had 32, Darren Holmes, to lead the Flyers. Nevada won in Colorado Springs over Air Force, 75-69. The Wolfpack, Steve Alford's bunch, 12-3 now, 2-0 in the Mountain West. Air Force 0-2 in conference play. Utah State did it again. They beat Fresno, 67-54. How about the Aggies, 12-2, 1-0 in the Mountain West? Old Dominion beat Louisiana, 70-66. Old D now, 9-5. There was a great game in Youngstown. Purdue Fort Wayne got by Youngstown State by 5. Both of those teams are 10-5. They're both 2-2 in the horizon. Ryder beat Canisius by a bucket in Niagara. Northern Iowa by 6 over Illinois State on the road. Southern Miss beat App State by 6 in Hattiesburg. They're 13-2 and 2-0 in the Sun Belt. Cleveland State beat Bobby Moe, 63-54 in Moon Township, PA. Cleveland State now 3-1 in the horizon. Utah beat Stanford in Palo Alto, 71-66. The Utes are 11-4 and undefeated 4-0 in the Pac-12. Middle Tennessee beat Western Kentucky by 5. Middle Tennessee now 2-1 in Conference USA, 9-5 overall. How about UAB? They're 12-2, 3-0 in Conference USA. They blew out Texas San Antonio 90-67 in Birmingham. Overtime, Rice beat UTEP on the road 72-67. Rice is impressive, 11-3, 2-1 in Conference USA. GW beat the Ramblers of Loyola by 10 in Chicago. How about San Jose State going to Fort Collins and beating the Rams by 8? The Spartans are 11-4 and 2-0 in the Mountain West. The Anteaters of Irvine now 8-5 and 1-0 in the Big West. They won by 4 at Bakersfield. Eastern Washington improved to 2-0 in the Big Sky with a 3-point win at Montana State. I watched San Diego State beat UNLV at the Thomas and Mack in Vegas 76-67. I know the Rebels are 11-3, but they're 0-2 in the Mountain West. Meanwhile, the Aztecs are 11-3, but they're 2-0 in the Mountain West. Bradley had 23, Matt Bradley, for the Aztecs. They win in Sin City. And I'll tell you what, UNLV's problem was they just couldn't knock down shots. I know Rodriguez had 24-6 for him, but I just thought they were sloppy, taking bad shots, bad looks, and turning the ball over left and right. They were scrambling, trying to catch up to San Diego State and just couldn't get it done at home. Cal beat Colorado in Berkeley 80-76. Even though they're 2-13, they've been awful. Riverside beat Long Beach State 73-72 in Long Beach. St. Mary's over Santa Clara by 3. San Diego upset San Francisco at the War Memorial 80-68. That was a shock. And BYU's 12-5. They beat Portland 71-58.